100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
You know, it is summertime there, Mr. Brian and O'Least. How's your daughter doing?
She's doing well.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, Carver's got a new pool. You know, if y'all want to come over one weekend and hang out.
The restraining order is still in place.
I'm just saying, you know, he likes to have a lot of fun in the pool.
I understand.
You know?
No, I'm not removing a restraining order. It's not happening. Keep your kid away from my daughter.
Hour three underway. It's the Sports Hangover. Plenty to get into. 800-998-1003. Don't forget tomorrow, Jordan from The Ringer is going to be joining us here in studio. He's flown all across the country doing a story on Zion about to enter the NBA. And he wants to get a sense and feel on what New Orleans and Pels basketball is all about. Love, hate. Do you follow? Do you not? Are you excited? What's the hope? What went wrong? What's your eye? All of that stuff. Right? He was like, you know, is there a day that you guys talk Zion? I'm like, we talk hoops all the time here on the show. I said, what better? Come in studio. Ask them yourselves.
Yeah.
Ask listeners. Travis will call. We'll have people in. Call in tomorrow and talk with the writer who's going to be writing a story on the relationship that hopefully will build between, of course, Zion. And your Pelicans, because earlier today, Sham Sharania of Yahoo Sports said what, Brian?
The Pelicans are open for business. They are now fielding calls for the Anthony Davis possible trade.
That's right. That's right. Do you think it's going to be just the four teams that are listed? Boston, New York, L.A.?
No. I think a team, like, I think it's almost crazy when you look at the NBA Finals, because you're almost in a situation, so what do you root for more? Because if Toronto wins, it makes a lot of other teams maybe a little itchy and maybe say, you know what, maybe that could be us, even if Kawhi leaves, because Kawhi gives them an NBA title, and if he bolts, he gave them an NBA title first. So it almost makes it seem like, well, we could gamble like that on Anthony Davis, and possibly he could bring us a title, which brings me to the Milwaukee Bucks. If the Toronto Raptors win, or even just the fact that they made it to the finals and they got through the Bucks to get there, maybe the Milwaukee Bucks look around and say, you know what? We love, you know, Middleton, we love Brogdon and all these guys, but if we can get Anthony Davis, it's a possibility that we should, you know, explore.
So according to Shams, the four teams that are considered to be able to compile the best trade packages: Celtics, the Nets, the Lakers, the Knicks. Now, Trajan Langdon coming over.
Yeah.
From Brooklyn.
Oh,
has
yeah.
Probably a really good idea about some players that have some potential.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
Now,
I would think so.
Why Brooklyn, people may say. Kyrie Irving's been rumored L.A. to join his buddy in LeBron James. He's been rumored to Knicks to hang out with Kevin Durant. Let's not forget most of the season. One of the big rumors was, he's going to New York. Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well, he's from Jersey. And just recently, I want to say maybe about a month ago, he bought a house in South Orange, New Jersey.
So it's across a couple of bridges.
Well, you know, last time somebody bought a house, you and I looked at it and was like, oh, it means nothing. And then it came out that guy actually wanted to be out there. So maybe it does mean something.
Yeah. Point is, if you're Brooklyn and you think that you might be able to get Kyrie Irving, you could pair him up with AD. Boston's been kind of wanting that, but he's
correct.
Not going back to Boston. I'd be shocked if he goes back to Boston.
I think that's done.
Which, to me, again, I look at Boston and go, well, that means to me that, I wouldn't put Jason Tatum on the table. I mean, if I'm Boston.
You know what's crazy?
Because who are you pairing AD with?
I think if you're Boston, you gamble. I think Danny Ainge is too much of a gambler. He's too much of a guy that's been chasing Anthony Davis for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah.
So maybe
gambling he ain't signing. You're gambling Kyrie's not back. I just don't see it happening.
Maybe if you're Danny Ainge, you say, you know what? If I trade for Anthony Davis, I can convince somebody like maybe Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, somebody like that to come and sign here and say, you know, we'll put you two guys together. with the rest of the pieces that are around here, with Gordon Hayward and, you know, guys like that, because they still have some pieces left, even if they trade Tatum and Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying Danny Ainge is a weird dude, man. He still might go for it. Because I've seen nothing from reports that say Boston is backing out of that deal or the chance to get Anthony Davis. If that's the case and you know Kyrie's not coming back, why not just openly say, okay, you know, don't include us in the Anthony Davis
right.
stuff?
All right, so we talked Brooklyn, we talked Boston, Lakers. We've talked about them as well. It boils down to this. The four pick and Kuzma.
Correct. That's all you're getting.
Ball is not a good basketball player.
That is correct.
I mean, you are trying to sell me a ton of potential here on a guy that's already said he don't want to come. And don't tell me it's his dad and not him. Whatever. I don't want to deal with that. Right. I'm trying to change the culture. And the last thing I need the day that the trade happens is the headline, you know, LaVar already on it. I don't need LaVar anywhere near a subtitle, headline, nothing.
By the way, LaVar Ball was on Undisputed this morning, running his mouth about the idea of whomever, even if Lonzo is traded, wherever he goes, he's still going to campaign to have his other two boys signed and or, you know, I guess drafted by said team that gets Lonzo.
Okay, yeah, we don't need all three balls. All right, look, again, no. And then with Brandon Ingram, I don't know his health status.
Where's Chris Bosh playing right now?
He's not.
Exactly. That's why you can't trade for Brandon Ingram.
So, again, I get it. Now, the Knicks make the most sense to me. Some young pieces, even if they overlap with some players that you currently have, you can ship them elsewhere.
Correct.
To trade for more. You get the three pick. And then you never know if you can pull off the miracle of miracles and move up a spot.
Indeed.
Trade AD. Get the third pick. Move up to two, Ja Morant and Zion.
I like that idea. I think with Memphis, with their need to get rid of Conley, because it seems like
he's the ninth highest player, paid player in the NBA, by the way.
I think you may be able to convince him.
I don't know if people know that. He's the ninth highest paid player in the NBA.
So I think Memphis may be willing to deal.
$29 million.
Correct. So they may be willing to deal with the Pelicans in that case, if the Pelicans say, well, will you take Conley's contract off our hands and maybe give us Etuan Moore and Solomon Hill in the process of this trade? Because you're actually saying, what you're saying is, I'll have these expiring contracts and Hill and Moore, but you'll be stuck with Conley for the next 3 years. Maybe Memphis is willing to do that if the Pelicans can play ball. Maybe.
Well, again, so these are different things. The Clippers are the interesting one. You mentioned it quickly, and we'll get to Sean Payton and the Saints. But the thing is this, when it comes to them, I think the thing that's interesting to me more than anything is they have young assets.
Indeed.
But they've cleared space. They are going after a high, high level free agent.
I believe they have space for two free agents.
Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard.
Correct.
Klay Thompson.
Correct.
Those are the top three high level guys that I can think of that they want.
Yeah, no question.
A lot of people speculate, well, could they try for that? I think they'll make a call. And hear what is it that you want? Because if you have young assets that got you to the postseason, well, then if I pick up a high-level free agent, I'm good.
Yeah, no question.
I don't need to get rid of all my young assets in order to go do that.
No, I'm all the way with you because, I mean, you're looking at the fact that they have a roster, like you said, that's already made the playoffs. They don't need to chase AD. They have enough for two max contract guys. And they do have the lore of being in L.A., they're going to be getting their own stadium soon. They still have Jerry West, Doc Rivers, and Ballmer has deep pockets. So why would you not consider the Clippers if you're a free agent? You get everything you want to get with the Lakers, except you get it with a better-run organization who's already made the playoffs after they were trying to get rid of everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'll ask you all this, and we'll talk about it tomorrow when Jordan from The Ringer comes in. What would be your dark horse team? There's going to be somebody that David Griffin is not expecting to pick up the phone.
For me, it's Milwaukee.
You think it's Milwaukee?
I think it's Milwaukee.
You think it's Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. I think after getting bounced out of the playoffs, I think the report coming out basically 30 seconds after the Bucks had been eliminated, that if the Bucks don't improve and improve drastically enough to get Giannis into the finals, that he could possibly bolt, although I find that to be total crap.
I do too.
So I think, but that report is out there. So I think the Bucks may want to look at it and say, you know, we're not going to risk it, because when are we going to get another Giannis type of player in our organization? You got lucky with one.
You're not going to like my dark horse.
Who's your dark horse? Portland?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's up there.
Denver?
A little further west.
A little further west.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento?
Higher.
Golden State?
If you lose,
fight me.
If you lose Kevin Durant,
fight me.
Right? If you lose Kevin Durant and Klay goes to the Clippers, who you pay? Steph Curry by himself.
No. Don't even put that out there.
Boogie, AD, Curry. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, I would
now, again, I don't know what they're trading or what they have to offer.
Well, you still have Draymond, but that's...
That's my only issue. But I can absolutely see Golden State trying to make a play somehow, some way, shape, or form.
The only thing
now, do you make a three-team trade with the Knicks?
No.
Like a sign-and-trade with Durant? You know what I'm saying? A sign-and-trade Durant? Get the assets from the Knicks, the third overall pick.
And then you switch.
Yeah, and then you switch
three-team trade?
With okay. AD to get the number three pick overall.
Yeah.
Get some assets. Look. Quinn Cook, who the Pels had, has been playing pretty good. But what I'm saying is maybe you do. I'm just saying, if Klay leaves, if Durant leaves, you think they just got a brand new arena in San Francisco.
Yes.
That opens up next year. You think they're going to go from winning chips or ships to, hey, Steph, have at it. Because we're about to find out tomorrow what's going to be like. Golden State
leaving.
With just Steph.
I don't think Klay's leaving.
Okay. Well, then they'll replace Kevin Durant.
I think that could possibly happen. But
with
even,
AD.
Oh, man.
It makes sense.
It does. But I think...
Peace out, Draymond Green. AD can do what Draymond does.
But I don't think the Pels will
even
want
Even though I
Draymond.
Think he's the heart of the team.
Yeah, I don't think the Pels will want
it. It won't be a swap. It's got to be a three-team
trade.
It's got
to be a three-team trade.
Because they have got to find... somehow, some way to get something back to New Orleans. And it would be the number three pick. Durant wants to go to the Knicks. You sit him down. Do you want to go to the Knicks? No problem. Let me sign you to the extension because I can give you more because I'm Golden State.
Correct.
So I can give you more than the Knicks can give you. And then I'm going to ship you to New York in the trade. New York, give me all of it. And then I'm going to give you right back to New Orleans and you send me AD. But if you're the Pels, do you want to do that?
Good Lord. Can you imagine?
But that's my dark horse. Again, there's a reason I'm calling it the dark horse.
Sweet baby Jesus,
I'm calling, oh no, the NBA, the analysts please, will no. be like, what just happened?
You just gave the Golden State Warriors
another
the championship.
Five championships.
Exactly.
So, which is why, but I'm, again, that's why tomorrow's homework is, right? Y'all think about it tonight, because I got to get to some saves, but tomorrow's homework is, give me the fantasy dark horse. Give me the one team that will just make David Griffin go, oh, okay, well, hold on. Let me think about it.
Wow. Okay, thanks for the nightmares now. You're talking about the next 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might, don't pencil anybody
and,
else
it
in.
It goes back to Cajun Goat. I'm not doing anybody in the West. I'm with them. Yeah. I'm shipping them to the East.
Well, I mean, I have heard that AD
I got
would
another
prefer
one.
New York.
I got another one.
Who's your dark horse? What's the next one?
Philly.
Who are you getting back? Ben Simmons? Because you don't want Embiid. You're already getting rid of one injury-prone big man.
Right.
You do not want to bring in another one?
You can ship him.
Well, you're shipping Embiid.
But that's the point. You're not getting anything. I'm just trying to think of teams in the East that would want Anthony Davis.
I think Philly.
Boston?
Boston, Philly.
Philly.
Yeah.
You think Milwaukee may?
I think Milwaukee may be a dark horse team. But I definitely know Brooklyn and both New York
teams.
But
you see, if I'm Milwaukee, I'm going, well, if Kawhi leaves, I'm still the best team in the East then.
Truth. I get that. But you still have to contend with Philly. Who's, if they re-sign Harris and or Butler, then you still got to fight with that team. It's a two-team race, correct. But you still got to fight with them. You get Anthony Davis with Giannis, you've pretty much stopped all of that. Maybe. I don't know. It's a good question.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's not being listed right now.
I would have to think about
it. I'm serious.
Who would that be?
I agree.
But I agree with Cajun Goat. It can't be a Western Conference. Like, what if Oklahoma City decides to step up and be like, hey, what about us?
Yeah.
You can't help them like
can't.
That.
My goal, first and foremost, is to win a championship.
Correct.
David Griffin said it, day
yes.
one. I don't want to hear the word from here on out because everything we do, that's an understood.
Correct.
Okay? But...
goodness.
That's what I'm saying. So I can't. But do I limit myself to not thinking about a Western Conference team if it's the best option?
I don't think you can limit yourself by just excluding all Western Conference teams. but man, would it be horrible to even think about a team like, I mean, even if it's Portland, do you really want to put Anthony Davis with Dame Lillard? Because they're going to have to break it up one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Sports Hangover continues next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. All the way
across town. Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Find Trex on shelves at the Home Depot and bring home the number one name in outdoor living.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Dear VetTix, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, VetTix.
Dear VetTix, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover as Uber Eric wants to chime into the conversation. What you got, Uber Eric?
Hey, I was listening to your dog horse conversation when Brian Stradamus there. I have a dog horse trade scenario for y'all. David Griffin, he met in Los Angeles with Rich Paul and Anthony Davis. So anybody else know who was at that meeting? Think LBJ was there?
I don't think so. You think he was?
I don't think so. I don't,
because
I mean,
we saw footage of him
on
Instagram sitting in the backyard with Westbrook and Chris Paul smoking cigars.
Yeah, I think that would have been out long, you know, by now that LeBron was actually in that meeting. I think it was just Rich Paul, David Griffin, of course, Anthony Davis. And it happened over breakfast, so it's not like it was really that in-depth of a conversation. I think it was more along the lines of, you know, hey, Anthony, you know, who's your list of teams again? Okay, well, whatever one works out best for us is where you'll go. Just keep quiet and we'll make it happen. I don't think it was that intense of a conversation. I think guys just, you know, met, shook hands. Okay, we'll see you next season with another team.
Well, what if this was discussed? LeBron, maybe he was there, maybe he was there. Maybe Rich Paul said, hey, can I get my guy out of this hellhole of the Lakers? Y'all have a good working relationship. We bring LeBron to New Orleans. We keep AD in New Orleans. Put them two together in New Orleans. What you think about that?
Well, I'm going to flip the question on you. Because at that point it becomes, are you willing to trade Zion Williamson for LeBron James? And if the answer to that question is yes, you make that trade in a heartbeat because you probably just guaranteed yourself a championship. But afterwards, when LeBron is trying to trade half of the team, including AD and Drew Holiday, because he's not happy, then what do you do? Because all you have left is LeBron, and he's, you know, basically in player years, he's about 137 years old.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, I mean, it was something just came across my mind. It's hard to say if I would, because Zion, he's not proven. LeBron, he's proven to win championships. But you're still in the West. You still got to deal with Golden State. So it's kind of six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But it's good for conversation.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, if the possibility that LeBron could end up in New Orleans, I think you explore all opportunities to make that happen. I think that the question is what happens after LeBron is gone? Because, you know, it's to Travis's point that he said earlier, the minute LeBron leaves you, your team tanks. Now, in the case of the Pelicans, you still have Anthony, you still have Drew. But at that point, we're talking about when LeBron leaves, we're talking about 3 years from now. Drew Holiday is going to be in his mid-30s. Anthony Davis is now going to be, you know, approaching 30. And you really don't have the young pieces that you would have had, because you got to trade to get LeBron. So it's a hell of a question. So, I mean, I love the idea and the intrigue of it. But I think for me, period, I'm going to ride with Zion on this one. I'm going to ride with Zion and the baby birds. And, you know, let's see him grow up right in front of our eyes.
But also, the two times he left Cleveland, they got the number one pick right after that. So, you know, I mean, it's something to think about, man. I just listened to y'all talk, kind of spurred that thought up. I thought I'd call in and ask y'all what y'all thought.
Thank you, Bear. Appreciate you so much, bro. Man.
Personally, I love the question. Because if you the question pretty much is, does LeBron guarantee you a title next year?
No.
And I think that's why you can't really say
even if Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving go over there.
Yeah. So I think I'm saying if LeBron came to New Orleans. Oh. If LeBron came to New Orleans, does he
guarantee? With Zion?
No. Because you got to get rid of Zion if you get LeBron. That's the only way it's working.
No, I don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm like, even with AD, LeBron, and Drew Holiday.
Too many miles and years on,
bingo,
on the King.
I'm good with
that's
the baby
not disrespectful.
Birds.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
not.
When you count the Olympics that he's played, yeah, you know, the postseason games he's played, I mean, that's
good.
A lot of tread.
We're good. 800-998-1003. Let's quickly get to some of the Saints OTA. I just bumped Tim just a little bit just so we can get into this again. This is one of those days I feel like I could 7 hours.
Yeah, you need it.
I could do that. All right, so Saints OTAs, Mr. Nola East, not in attendance. I didn't see Drew Brees. I didn't see Cameron Meredith. I didn't see Larry Horford. I didn't see Keith Kirkwood. Second straight OTA, I did not see Trayvon Dural. So of note, head coach Sean Payton after practice on really what is the latest as to why I didn't see Drew Brees.
There hadn't been someone not here that I'm not aware of. So just leave it at that.
Without him here, were you able to get any sort of, like, additional glimpse of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone gets more reps. Yeah. And, you know, when you get a chance to, you know, also get reps with maybe a unit you haven't been going with. So Teddy got, you know, all the reps with the ones. It was good work.
All right, Brian, let's go first take and undisputed here. Reading into Sean Payton's tone of voice, he sound happy that Drew Brees is not at practice.
Drew Brees is washed up, and that's why Teddy Bridgewater was taking snaps today. Sean Payton just said it.
That's not what I heard. I heard, well, you know, I guess he has something better to do. Does he play in a softball charity game today?
Of course he does.
Skip practice. Field, just,
that's what he's doing. He's doing batting practice right now.
Is it right for him to play tonight and try to win the home run derby when you didn't practice?
Of course it is.
You think it's two different things?
Look,
Drew Brees shows up tonight, Griffield, Turchin Stadium in Tulane.
Yeah.
And starts hitting dingers.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
No problem.
For what?
You didn't go to practice.
Practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Hey.
Not a game.
Hey.
Not a game.
Hey.
We're talking about practice.
Yes.
Practice.
You want to go to the Super Bowl or what?
Practice.
Yes.
We talking about practice.
How is hitting homers in a softball game going to help you get to the Super Bowl?
Practice.
Yes.
So that's what you want to talk about, practice.
Absolutely. Completions to no one.
Do you realize he's playing in a game tonight? A game, not practice. Softball, baby.
That is true.
His true love.
Maybe he was.
Why does he wear number 9?
Maybe.
Because of Ted Williams.
Well,
he's trying to tell you he's going to play baseball.
Maybe he took a nap so he could rest up for tonight.
That's exactly what he did.
Coach on Teddy Bridgewater.
Thought he looked good today. Thought he had good practice. He's doing well. You know, I think it's his second year in what we're doing, and you see it when he's getting through his progressions, getting in and out of the huddle, but he's doing well.
See? What did Coach say? Yeah.
Practice.
Good practice.
Practice.
It's all about practice.
You know, I basically think Sean basically told Drew, stay home. We don't want you anymore.
Right.
We have Teddy Bridgewater. We don't need you.
That's not what he said.
It sounds
like anywhere.
It.
That's not at all what I heard. Not at all. But she did got a glimpse. We were having fun. My trip with ESPN.com. Like, it is. There's the quarterbacks next year. Teddy Bridgewater. You saw JT Barrett battling Taysom Hill, trying to get some completions. Coach on Taysom.
Ours did develop that way. I mean, it started with watching a practice squad receiver on film and then noticing a guy who played quarterback, and we still see him as a quarterback. And now it's a, it's a plus, and to his credit, he can do these other things. He's a good football player, and so, you know, he lines up, obviously, in a lot of spots in the kicking game. He lines up for us in a number of spots offensively, and so I think this kind of grew more than 3 years ago, us saying we need to find, you know, this guy like Jim Thorpe. it didn't start that way, and so, but the idea of looking for good football players that may be at positions other than where they might end up playing, I think, you know, we're all doing, you know, in our search for certain players. You know, we're looking closely at the basketball leagues for guys that might be able to transition into our game. You're seeing more players from outside our country playing than 20 years ago. You're seeing it not as much as you see it in basketball or baseball, but that's transitioned to our game as well. I mean, a guy like David Onyemata, who had limited experience in high school, if any, college then at a small school in Canada, and all of a sudden has made that transition in a positive way here. So, you know, we're in that talent procurement profession, and so you're searching everywhere you can for someone with the right vision as to what he could play.
What I just heard was Sean Payton say he didn't need Drew Brees anymore.
That's not what I heard, but it is interesting because one story Mike Tripley wrote and a lot of people in the NFL are talking about is trying to find their next version of Taysom Hill.
I saw that. And I also saw another article that was written about the new slash. So I think it's kind of, you know, Taysom is basically, you know, the Swiss Army knife. And, you know, that's kind of the nickname fans are trying to give him. But, I mean, the bottom line is the dude can do pretty much anything on the field. And Sean Payton had the vision to say almost out of necessity that we'll do whatever we need to get this guy out here getting snaps and, you know, being productive. Mm. Great on his part. There's only one person on the Saints roster right now that truly bothers me.
What's that?
Cameron Meredith.
Well, okay, yes and no. Yes and no. The reason I say no is because I think other guys are stepping up and making some plays. Mm-hmm. And I think here's the other aspect of it. I think you can see Jared Cook's going to be the other guy.
Correct.
And look, it was the first play of team drills today. It had Sir Lawrence of the Holder chuckling to the right of me. First play. Do you remember as Jordan the intern just walked in? Do you remember the first play of team drill today?
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no.
But I saw something that Brian just kind of touched on.
Okay, so. Go ahead. Do that and then I'll talk
all
about
it. All right, so Brian said we didn't see Cameron Meredith out practicing today, but when I went into the locker room, I saw a box of salad, like a Tupperware of salad, that looked like it was freshly made, and then he walked in his Saints uniform, so I think he was taking photos. But I guess he's healthy enough to take photos and not go to practice.
Come on, let's go.
I will not.
Let's hear it for him. Let's
I
hear
will
it.
Not.
That is expert reporting, because I did ask him to look in the locker room and see if he had his stuff. A, well, he saw him, and B, he told us he had salad he was eating, and he's absolutely right, because we couldn't go into the media room today, because they're using it for headshots.
Okay.
So if he is asked to take headshots, you can make one deduction already. He hadn't been cut yet.
No, not yet. But you know who else took a bunch of headshots and still got cut later on? Don't Be cool.
Stop it. Yeah. That's your guy.
That was my guy.
Let me tell you something.
That was my guy.
I'm looking at your arms right now. You got a lot of tats. I'm shocked you didn't get a Be Cool.
There's a rest in peace tattoo that you can't find.
No, come on. Good job.
That was good. That was good job by Jordan.
That's what I'm talking about, Jordan.
That was really good by Jordan. But as far as Cam Meredith, yeah, horrible.
First play of the day. An end around to Teddy Ginn. Don't forget about 1-9. That dude can still fly.
That dude can run.
And they set the ball up. What was it, Jordan? Was about the 25-yard line or 20-yard line?
It was the 25.
Okay. Teddy walked up to the line. This is team drill. One-on-ones. And he did a great fake. He stayed low.
Yeah.
So you didn't see it. And it was coming to the near sideline where we were. So Ginn was on the far sideline. Ball is snapped. You just see the exchange. I thought for a second it was a handoff up the middle. Next thing you know, a seal block by Teron Armstead. He was just celebrating his seal block afterwards because Ginn was at the 3-yard line before anybody could even remotely try to touch him. It was a touchdown so easy and so fast that even Larry laughed. He goes, boy, they made that look easy. That was his exact quote. Like that end around. And it told me, again, that kid can still fly, man. Teddy Ginn is still there. People are forgetting about it. So you got Thomas,
yes.
Ginn, Cook.
Yes.
We can continue that conversation afterwards because that's what I'm saying. It's not as bad if you need Meredith or not. And then I want you to ask Jordan why he's hating on Tre'Quan Smith. We're going to come back later.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Let's quickly talk to Tim Grubbs next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, and they can order larger. They stock 2, 3, and 4-blade propellers up to 40 inches. Also, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Listen to this. Alario Brothers now stocking rudder blades. You can make your own rudder. They also carrying stainless steel plate pieces. You can make your own V-strut. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Also stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. If they don't have it, they can get it for you. Go visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Want a car or truck? Over 230 used cars in stock.
At below market prices.
Go to GregLeBlancToyota.com and shop now.
Now.
All used cars are fully inspected and come with a free Carfax and low, low prices. Shop now online or in person at the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore. For New Year's deals, you won't want to miss. Hurry in to Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore and save big for bigger savings and better deals. You gotta go to the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore in Houma on Hollywood Road, where you're the star.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. Houma's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at Houma's Clayton Homes. Remember, Houma's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. Houma's Clayton Homes.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabe at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Brian Jordan fired up about Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah.
I hear him say, look, he's got notes.
I have it right here. This is the last thing I wrote down, and it was of Tre'Quan Smith.
Let's say it. Tease it for the next segment.
All right, so we'll just say that he only caught one pass in the whole OTAs today.
Oh!
Wow.
Each and every Tuesday, we like to talk to Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs. Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow him over on Twitter. He's your voice of your New Orleans baby cakes. And we also talk Major League Baseball headlines. Tim, how are you, the man?
Doing great, Gus. What's going on in your world?
A lot. I keep looking at the clock. I'm like, I have no, I need more time. So I apologize. I had to just push you just 15 minutes, but I want to get to your stuff.
No, that's completely understandable. I'm glad you texted me and let me know because I was starting to think that you blew me off.
No, I wouldn't do that, especially since you guys have won not one, not two, but three in a row. And if you go back a couple games before that, five of your last seven.
Yeah, no, five of our last seven, seven of the last 10.
Yes.
Playing well. This is a, you know, this is, you know, the starting pitching has been great. And I can tell you, you can pretty much predict if we're, it's kind of crazy. You can pretty much predict if we're going to win or lose in like the sixth inning. If we get a good start, there's a really good chance we'll win. If we get a bad start, and I guess a lot of teams are that way,
right.
But it really is based off of our starters. Our starter needs to go kind of deep. It's not that our bullpen's not good. It's just, but if you've got to ask for too many innings from the bullpen, you're putting yourself in a tough spot.
You got a nice homestand here coming up, Fresno and then Sacramento. Give me a little preview of those two teams you'll be facing.
Well, crazy enough, in this wild and crazy world of minor league baseball, the Fresno Grizzlies are the AAA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Because when you think of Fresno, California,
you think
of nothing like Washington, D.C. Obviously, I joke around about it because obviously in minor league baseball, there's 30 major league teams, there's 30 AAA teams. And the way the dynamics in it all is, there is going to always be, until there's a few more franchises that move or something, there's always, you know, an odd man out. Vegas forever was the Mets, not forever, but for 6 years there were the Mets. That didn't make any sense. And Toronto was out there. But now that Vegas has a new stadium, Vegas is one of the more sought-after places, which is Oakland. Fresno kind of was, you know, they had to combine with Washington because nobody else wanted either one of them. So it's kind of strange.
You know, it's one of the things that you look at here as well, the different affiliates. And look, we talked about this at the beginning of the season, the point of having these A and double A and triple A affiliates is to build them up and get them over there. And I asked you this last week, the fact that you guys are playing well, it kind of bodes well, I guess, for the Marlins to sort of do that. And you've seen firsthand, obviously, the dreaded Redbirds, Milwaukee's grass Dodgers as well. Good farm systems do eventually do lead to success at the major league level, don't they, Tim?
Absolutely. Yeah, the farm system that I was a little surprised at, the Dodgers team, the AAA Dodgers team that we've seen come through here for the last 5 years has been loaded. I mean, it has been one play. Walker Buehler had a great game last night for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I saw him 2 years ago and was a catch-eye stud. And this year's Dodgers team, draft probably not going to like to hear it. It's not that good. Oklahoma City is not that good. Eventually, you're going to expire. You know this. I've told you. Iowa, for a while, it was really good. This year's Iowa team, I don't think it's very good. You know, not that there's not one Chicago Cubs. It's just, it's cyclical. You know what I mean? When you're good, and mid-season trades is what kills you. You know what I mean? When you make those trade deadline deals to help this year's club in the major leagues, you really are hurting your farm system in the long run. And it works the other way around. The Marlins, of course, have been trading away their guys. And now, all of a sudden, Miami's farm system is looking pretty promising and looking pretty good.
All right. Again, the Cake's going to be home for a little bit here. Look, I don't think this is uncalled. I mean, guys, I can do this, huh? What do y'all think? Koozie night on Friday night. I mean, you can, you know, get a couple for us, a little koozies, some koozies.
Get a couple of koozies, watch the fireworks. And yep. Friday is the first game against Sacramento, which is the San Francisco Giants farm system, which is also a farm system that's kind of, I think San Fran's kind of held on hope that their major league team could do something. So their farm system's kind of a little bit on the decline too lately. So we'll see what happens. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean they won't beat us 3 out of 4,
right.
But I just mean that, you know, their system is not as prime as it was like 4 years ago when the Giants were winning the World Series every other year.
All right, I was just, you know, just wondering if you want to, you know, just grab a few, you know, for the side next time we get together and, you know, our kids play. I got a pool now. I got this, the Cat and Gale Yacht Club in the backyard if you ever want to, you know, come on over and hang out.
Katie is loving
exactly.
The pool.
Let me tell you something. Best $30 I've ever spent. My parents ever spent. It is like, look, I call it the Yacht Club. It's enough for all of us to be submerged and it's plenty. So it's good. And it's $30.
That's
but yeah, awesome. Look, you know, Basically, I'm doing pool work, Brian, for the day that I get called to do the first pitch. You know, I mean, I want to stay healthy, you know, pool work, do the exercises
in
the
water. Well, when we talked to you last week, you had the back injury, so I hope that has cleared up.
Yes, I'm ready to go, Brian. Do you think the odds, what are the chances on it to throw a strike this year?
Oh, I mean, and slim and none, and slim is on life support.
Oh, come on. You still say none?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're older now,
yeah,
Gus.
I am older. I
mean, you're just coming off the DL from the back injury.
Hey, Gus, I'm going to give you a tip. As a person who threw a first pitch, 2 years ago I had a first pitch. The only time I've ever thrown a first pitch.
Well, it was Tim Grubbs' day. Don't shortchange yourself. Yeah, the reason
the
you threw the first
pitch. The only time it ever happened.
Yeah, your own shirt.
They handed me a baby cake ball. You know those balls that have the logo on it?
Uh-huh.
Those things weigh like half of what a baseball weighs.
Trickeration.
I would never redo it. If I ever get the opportunity again, I'm grabbing a real baseball out of that bag on my way out because I never want to throw that ball again.
Okay. I'm making sure. I will do what I can to make sure that things happen that way.
When we interview people after their first pitches, and if they throw a ball, I always tell them, you have to use your cup out because if they gave you the wrong ball, it's hard. It's weird because you've never thrown that ball before. You know what I mean? It's just a different. Yeah, I guess I'm making excuses for one.
Yeah, you are. Look, the first thing, you got to do long toss to yourself. You throw it high up in the air, try to get the weight and feel over by the dugout way before. See, I was ready. Look, man, I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'm good. The back
is
healed
up. Yeah, because I don't want you to be like Tom Brady and have, you know, deflate gate or anything out there complaining about the ball.
I want Gus to go full on, like, 50 Cent. With the pitch.
No.
All the way to the left.
Recently, was it the White Sox where the lady hit the
camera
guy? Yeah,
she hit the camera guy.
Which
that's,
is literally
that's what I want.
About a foot to the left of the mound. You realize how impossibly hard that is?
That's what I want.
I don't think I honestly don't think I could do that if I tried.
Again, I don't know. I don't know how you even get about doing it. I don't understand. All right, Tim, just one quick or two topics. Obviously, Major League Baseball headlines. Yankees still in first place, 7-3 in their last 10 since we last talked. Tampa, they're 2.5. Is it too early to worry about our owner's Red Sox?
You know, no, I don't think. This is the reason why I say that. I told you back in April that I thought the Rockies were going to be good this year and that they would push L.A. a little bit. I thought L.A. would win the division. But the Rockies would be the wild card. The Rockies started the year 3-13 and have been puzzling. Like, what in the world? Why are they playing so bad? Well, they've won 8 in a row now, and they're a half game out of the wild card. But I mean, it can be that quick. You know, they went, by the way, in the stretch that they've won 8 in a row, they picked up a half a game on draft. How do you win 8 in a row and pick up a half a game on third place? But they're right there. And I think it just proves that as long as you don't bury yourself, like I'm starting to get a little worried about Joey's Indians. I think they are burying themselves, but you're all right. And I think you'll be striking it. You'll be able to pull it off. So I don't think it's too early to worry, but that World Series hangover is in full effect for that Boston Red Sox right now.
Timmy, I'm going to give you a two-parter real quick, man. First and foremost, because you just mentioned, you know, the Red Sox and, of course, who's the most disappointing team in the MLB right now? And secondly, who would you say is your surprise breakout player? Because what I'm saying is Juan Soto is, like, historically putting up numbers right now.
Soto.
I'm not going to give it the accent. What do I look like?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's horrible. But, yeah, but he's killing it right now. And what I'm trying to figure out is how do you lose Bryce Harper but put this guy in and you still take off? There's no drop-off.
Well, you know, he was great last year, and that's part of the reason why the Nationals, you know, up until last week, they were terrible. But I think a lot of people on the mothership, you know, ESPN, picked the Nationals to win the division this year. And this is, you know, the year that they lose Bryce Harper, and I anticipated the Nats to be a playoff team. I didn't think there'd be much fall-off, but they got off to such a terrible start. But they seem like they've turned it around, and I think it's because of Soto and Anthony Rendon. That team's pretty loaded. You know what I mean? They got a lot going on there. I don't know why they play so bad. I mean, obviously, you got a starting pitching of, you know, Max Scherzer, and, you know, their rotation's pretty solid. And Strasburg, they're pretty good. What team is the most disappointing? I would have said the Nats on the show this time last week, but now they've turned it around. How about Seattle? You know, I don't think Seattle was expected to win the division or anything, but they were in the wild card hunt all the way to the end last year. started the year 13-3 this year, and they're dreadful. They've won like, they're like 13-40 since that start. It is incredible how bad Seattle's been lately.
I'll say this. One of the things that is a feel-good story, and I meant to text you because I saw it on ESPN. Graf's Dodgers drafted him and had him in at spring training, I want to say a year ago. His name is Devin Smeltzer, the pitcher for the Twins. Because to me, the Twins are the story of this season. No one really saw them. They have an 11-game lead, guys, over in the majors right now. But did you see the story, Tim, last week when he pitched? He went six innings. First time starting, gave up three hits, seven strikeouts, didn't get the decision, didn't get the win. But his family was there in attendance. He battled childhood cancer. And, Chase Utley, I think there's a picture that the manager for the Mariners showed of him signing an autograph when he was a kid. And then they're like, hey, that kid's here in this locker room. And everyone's looking around. It was this skinny little kid with glasses who was on the Dodgers, farm system and everything. But he got his chance to pitch. With the Twins, man, and he's a starting pitcher, and he's going to be pitching again, I think today, for a chance to win. But what a great feel good story! And the dude went out there and delivered, man. It meant so much for him, you know.
No, those stories are great, and that's the one great thing about all the things that go viral now, and things that with the way the media is, they get a lot of negative stories that come out of it, things that they beat up. But when you see a good feel good story like that, it really is great. You're right. The Twins, wow. And I heard, I don't know if there's anything new, but I heard that they could get Dallas Keuchel.
No.
And wow. Talk about, you already got a 10-game lead, and you go out and pick up Keuchel. Joey's Indians could be done, and it was done before the official started summer.
Yeah. So, that's it. It's all the time we got for you, Tim. That's it. All right. Let's remember, get out there. Let's see. We got today through next Monday, Fresno for 3, Sacramento for 4. You need to get there early for the koozie giveaway on Friday because Tim's swiping a couple for us. And Brian, anything else? Anything else we need from Tim?
Yeah. I mean, if you could just possibly get a ball cap, a baby cape cap, or something like that.
Sure, right now. Let's just throw them in there. Okay. Jordan, would you like anything from Tim?
Anything that's free, more than willing to accept.
There we go.
Can we bring back dollar bill night just for you?
That Mr. Tim Grubbs, we're going to follow over on Twitter. Tim, always a pleasure, man. And since you're in town for a little bit, seriously, man, maybe over the weekend, bring the fam over, man.
Yeah, we need to do it because I know as hot as it is, you need some pool time because it's smoking out here.
That is true. That's true, man. Enjoy the call tonight, 7 o'clock, Fresno. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. See, this stinks. We're done.
So tall. What was that?
Because of Karate Kid 2. Isn't he the bad guy?
No.
He's not?
That's the grandpa that was the bad. The Chosen was the real bad guy in that one.
No.
Chosen
Sato. Sato was the bad
Sato,
guy.
Sato, by the way.
Sato?
Yes.
Same thing.
I only remember one old guy.
What?
Miyagi.
Oh, well, Sato was his friend from Okinawa that they beefed over with.
And in that movie, it's not Miyagi, it's Miyagi.
See, there you go again.
So Miyagi's a bad guy.
Because every time he said his name, that's how he said it.
So Miyagi's the bad guy in another movie.
No, Miyagi was never the bad guy.
Was the bad guy.
Go watch E.T. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with brands like Polo Ralph Lauren, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
It's the 4th Annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Homa Sunrise and Homa Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the Bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary clubs.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Head coach Sean Payton. See, you're dismissing the OTA in practice like it's no big deal.
Practice.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Maybe let me get ready for the preseason.
Well, look, the significance of the preseason, obviously, with the way the offseason is or the spring is, you know, it's I know there's a lot of people that feel like, man, that fourth game, and yet I know each season there's guys that we're making decisions on after that fourth game that are going to play more in that fourth game, special teams that are going to play more offensively and defensively. And so I know what currently exists, and that's not to say that if it went to three that you just have to change how you're rolling your players through. But after doing this a while, there's – you know, you have opinions on some things, and yet I think ultimately that'll be an ownership, management council, and a players' union decision. But I do think that time in pads from when we start to the start of the regular season is vital relative to the evaluation process and the preparation for, getting ready to start the regular season. So, I'm sure they'll go through a lot of the different scenarios.
Brian, this is the question to with the commissioner. He was at the Jim Kelly, and I meant to mention this yesterday. He was at the Jim Kelly golf tournament to raise funds and money for cancer awareness. And in it, he said, we don't need four preseason games.
Agreed.
Which you know what? Way to go, Adam Silver. I mean, seriously, way to understand. I agree. It's way too long. There's risk of injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't give me anything.
No.
So you heard Coach kind of go through it there, though. Players are going to have to say yay or nay.
Yeah, correct.
Right? Owners are going to have to say, well, okay. Because my understanding, and I think what he's saying, you don't get paid preseason the way you do regular season, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so your game check comes.
Game one. Yeah, and I think for the owners, I don't think the owners are going to do it. You have four preseason games. You get to charge full price for tickets that
you don't have to pay the team and all that roster.
Yeah. That's a good point. But they're making hand over fist when they can charge you for come on, let's think about it. Drew Brees might not play until the third preseason game, and mm-hmm. if he does, he's only going to play
beer's still the same price.
Exactly. That's still the same.
Nacho's still the same
price. The same. The parking is still
the same price.
Yeah.
Look, again, I talk leadership council, fan council. Let's start a fan council.
Okay.
Speak on behalf of the fans.
Yeah. See how well that works over.
Before we let go, you get the final 30 seconds.
Wow, what a pleasure.
Well, I mean, I did say we could do 6 hours today. Go.
We'll touch on some of those things tomorrow because there's a lot more to touch on that happened after you left. So what it really stood out was Traquan Smith, again, struggling.
No, he did not struggle.
Yes, he struggled. He was
did he drop balls?
He dropped one pass when there's three other players that caught him on the same drill, like back to back to back. And then when he came up, he was the last guy to come up, and he dropped the ball.
For immediate first take style reaction, is Traquan Smith in trouble, Brian?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Next.
I mean, he was guarded by Chris Gamble, and he dropped the pass.
Brian, so. Who's Chris Gamble?
Nobody knows, Gus.
Okay, next.
So, Cam Jordan did start on the team drills.
Mm-hmm. Cam Jordan, Brian.
That'd be the face of the franchise.
Okay, next.
Chauncey Gardner did not show up like he did in the past two OTA.
Uh-oh. You cursed him again.
I didn't curse him anything.
You cursed him.
Well, I mean, he had a meteorized rise. I mean, yeah. Anything else?
Teddy, future of the franchise.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. Brian, Teddy.
He good. That all boy right. good.
There it is. Taysom. Everybody.
That boy good.
And Ole East. Thank
one
you
more thing.
Jordan,
Taysom. Taysom. Can throw the ball.
Oh, see you later, ESPN New Orleans.
Soto.